So our Bible reading today is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, Jesus calms the storm. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." Let's just pray for a moment. Lord Jesus, we ask now that you would speak through the words that I am about to say into our hearts and minds those things you would wish us to hear this afternoon. Amen. So a bit of context around this particular reading. Jesus is still early on in his ministry, and he was on a mission to spread the good news of the kingdom to as many towns as possible. And here, he had just been teaching and speaking to crowds. He'd been healing and doing all sorts of wonders and signs. And he now wanted to cross the lake to go to another part to do the same thing. So they're on a boat, and Jesus, who must have been exhausted, went to sleep on the smooth rocking of a nice, gentle boat on a lake. And then comes a fierce storm. Now, it's interesting that four of the disciples were fishermen who were used to being on a boat in the middle of a lake or out in the sea, probably quite rough seas. So they must have been used to the storms, which actually were quite common in the area where they were. Storms would come up really quickly and suddenly, and there'd be no preparation for it. So it's interesting, despite having four very brave young fishermen on the boat, they were scared stiff to the point where they thought, "We're going to drown," which is why they went to Jesus and said, "Hey, don't you care that we're actually going to drown?" It's not, "Oh, we might drown." It says here, they thought, "We're going to drown." There was a certainty in their voice and probably in their hearts. It's interesting that Jesus was still asleep, despite the rough storm and everything that was making these four fishermen, as well as the rest of the disciples, scared. That must have been some storm, some dramatic storm. And then, of course, Jesus performs the miracle here and says, basically, "Be still," and everything went quiet. And then he asked them, and I think this is a brilliant first question, "Why are you afraid? And then, do you still have no faith?" Now, those are the words that I'm thinking about a bit this afternoon. Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Again, the context. These disciples firsthand had witnessed some amazing miracles that Jesus had done. And they saw it firsthand from the actual human Son of God. I think if we today saw a human person performing miracle after miracle, I'd like to think that we would kind of think, yes, there's someone to put faith in. But then interestingly, even though the storm was calmed, the disciples were still absolutely terrified, it says. They were still frightened. Of course, the disciples didn't know him as the Son of God then. So is this some magician, some superhuman freak who can do these things? But what was Jesus asking them about with respect to faith? Was he suggesting, firstly, that we had the power to calm nature and to still nature? Do we have the power within us by the Holy Spirit to say, storm, be calm, and the storm would calm? I personally don't have the faith, I believe, to calm storms. And actually, I haven't seen many Christians in history who have stilled and calmed great storms. I mean, it would be great to do that in the middle of the horrendous hurricanes we've seen over in the Atlantic, with many lives lost. Wouldn't it be great to be able to still and stop those storms? So I think Jesus here is actually speaking about the fact that they are afraid. Where is their faith in Jesus? Why are they still frightened, even though they have a man who can produce miracles at the back of the boat? Why are they still frightened that they're going to drown? And why are they still terrified afterwards? We, of course, have our own storms. We face our own storms in our lives. And I thought it'd be easier, rather than to look at other people's storms, to talk about some of the storms that I've gone through, to give an example of the types of storms we face. So myself, I had a significant relationship breakup, and a significant one when I was about 30. For me, I was frightened. I was frightened, A, what would people think of me? I had very low self-esteem at that stage. I was also frightened of not being able to meet someone else and not possibly being able to have a family. I had a lot of fear at that time. When I was made redundant, and I was redundant for 5 months, and we'd lost our car, I was frightened. I could see each month the money going down because we had a huge mortgage we'd taken out. So the money was drastically disappearing, and it wasn't coming in at the same rate anymore. And when you get into month 3 and month 4, that's scary. That, for me, is a storm. Last year, as some of you know, I had E. coli septicemia, 1st of June last year. And actually, in the worst case scenario, that could have been fatal. And that, for me, was scary. I spent a lot of time last year contemplating and fearing. And of course, it could still happen again. I've had bereavement of friends and family. I was in an acting group in my 20s, and I had a kind of double act. So this friend of mine who I was in youth group with, really great guy, we used to bounce humour off each other, and we did many performances. I got an awful phone call a few weeks after one performance to say that he'd had a boating accident and that he'd died. He was only 20, 21, a whole life ahead. And that suddenly hit me really hard, because it was the first time I'd seen someone die very close to me. Again, fear stirred up within me, because there's fear of my own mortality at that stage. And then I do have fear in this job. Even though I'm serving the Lord and trying to grow and build the kingdom here, I face fear. I face people who don't always agree with what I'm doing or with what I'm saying or what I'm preaching. And sometimes, I must admit, when I see an email pop into my inbox with particular titles, I don't want to open them. I really don't, because you never know what you're going to get. Amazing. Why do I fear? I have Jesus with me. Jesus is on my boat. He is asleep at the back, and I can just take all these problems to him, tap on the shoulder and say, "Wake up, please come and calm the storm." Why don't I do that? Why don't I do that more often? Well, actually, I'm starting to learn and I'm starting to do it more often. And I'm starting to find that he does calm the storms. He doesn't fix the problem. He does sometimes. Sometimes he does some amazing miracles, but he doesn't necessarily fix the problem. What he does is he grabs my hand and he walks me through the issue that I'm going through. Or he gives me words of encouragement, or he gives me some instructions of what to do. He gives me people to see. He gives me options depending on what state I'm in. And I'm so grateful he sent recently an awful lot of the right people at the right time to help me through some particularly nasty issues. I am so grateful for what he's doing to help me through a lot of storms. So why am I afraid? My fear comes from four things, and you may relate to some of these, but you may think of others that make you frightened in particular situations. Firstly, I fear because in certain situations that I haven't seen others bailed out in the same way. I haven't seen Jesus act mightily in certain situations. So I worry, oh, perhaps that's something Jesus doesn't do for us. And then equally, I haven't experienced him giving me things personally that I've asked for. A few times I've prayed and prayed for certain issues that I've had, and it's all very quiet. He goes quiet, and it almost feels like he's not answering me personally. But then over a longer stretch of time, one of the answers Jesus often does give me, by the way, is patience, wait. And that winds me up because I want to get on with things. I'm a man who likes to see things happen and things just happen now. But he often says wait and patience. And looking back now over three or four things that have come right for me, I can see why I had to go through that transition period. It weren't easy, but at times when I finally turned around and cried out and said, "Lord, help me," again, all I felt was him hold my hand and take me through it. But it's difficult to do that because I haven't experienced him at certain times doing that before, so it really is a leap of faith. Equally, I didn't always open up to Jesus. In fact, I would say only in the past year have I really started working hard opening up to Jesus. So if I go back to even the first 3 years that I was here as a vicar, I wasn't opening up enough to Jesus. I was trying to cope on my own. And Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Don't just accept God and then ignore his kindness and try and cope on your own." I think those are great words. They're painful because I'm a man of pride. I'm a man who likes to be in control. And I like to cope on my own. I like to try and work things out because that helps my ego. But actually, in times of need, why don't I just ask for help? And in the last year, again, I've started to do that. I've started to ask one or two people around the town for particular help on certain issues. And it's so true, a problem shared is a problem halved. But when I don't see Jesus act as I want him to, fear is always going to come in because I don't have the faith that he's going to do what I want him to do. However, by opening up to Jesus and crying out to him, and I cry out to him now, I've shaken my fist at him, I've got angry with him, I've cried before him, I've pleaded with him, and he calms the storm. He doesn't necessarily solve it for me, but he calms the inner part of me. And he does give me words of encouragement. That's how he speaks to me. And I always think, if I get words, I should use them. Because if he's spending time speaking to me and guiding me, then I should do that. Because if I follow what he's giving me and step out in faith, then my faith will grow. And I've experienced that again in the past year. And if my faith grows, then suddenly my fear starts to reside. So now, when I get that dreaded email from someone, I do have less fear than I had a year ago. It doesn't worry me so much. When I see people that I don't particularly want to see, I'm not frightened of them anymore because I know that now that he's starting to sort the people out who oppose what I'm trying to do. This God doesn't act quickly as I want, but he does act. But I found that it's openness, listening to him, crying out to him, following his words, that are the things that have started to turn things around in the last year. And I'm just starting to see kind of a renaissance in my ministry and how I feel about things. God's still working here, but I now feel more aligned to what God's doing, which reduces the fear, enhances the faith, and actually helps me then to build others up. I don't normally talk about myself that extensively in a sermon, but I just felt I couldn't really speak on anyone else's behalf on this. And my hope is that as I've been speaking, Jesus has been relating a few things to yourselves, and I hope and pray that he would continue to do so. But if there's anything that I've said or experienced that you would like unpacked a bit more, would like to ask questions about, I'm only too willing to be open to anyone. And that's anyone who's listening as well. My phone number's on the website. So please get in contact and speak to me, because I will happily share openly about any of the issues that I have faced in my life. And that is because I so want to help others face their storms and have them calmed. Amen.